On Holy Thursday, during the Last Supper, Jesus bestows upon the disciples, and therefore upon us, his testament of love, namely the inspiring example of humility and charity in the washing of the disciples' feet. The astonishing event at the Last Supper ends with his own words instructing us to do as he did. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done for you. John chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. On Holy Thursday, Jesus' action becomes ours because he is acting in us. Good Friday invites us more than any other day to accept suffering voluntarily and to unite ourselves to the crucified one. By suffering with Jesus, we grow in understanding and admiration of his love for us. Jesus always is God and indissolubly united with the Father, and he lovingly takes upon himself the crushing burden of our sins to stand in our place before the Father, obliterating the barrier between humanity and divinity, making possible for us to stand before the Father ourselves. On Good Friday, we touch the most profound depths of love which Jesus embraced for us and for our salvation. Holy Saturday is the day of transition between agony on Friday and glory of resurrection. It's a quiet day, a day for silent prayer, a day for thoughtful, meaningful reflection near the lifeless body of Jesus, simply drawing near to Jesus and remaining there. On Holy Saturday, we open our heart in order for it to be purified by love alone.